Hello, and welcome to podcast number two. I'm Amanda Daly, and I'm the founder of The Turnaround CEO. I help many individuals turn around and look at themselves through a different lens. This helps gain clarity on you as an individual and in any areas where you're holding yourself back. It also allows an objective view across the business to see any hurdles and barriers towards progression. If you have landed on my site or listening to this podcast, it is very likely you know there is more. Whether it is for yourself, your company culture, or maybe additional energy and direction for your business, such as succession or simply growth. Whatever the reason, welcome. In this podcast, I wanted to explore mindset and why, for me, this is where all coaching and change should begin. I first started my coaching business 9 years ago. My first point of call when I began was to look at structure and process and help a business owner become more effective with their team. I quickly got to understand many of the individuals I worked with knew what to do, especially when questioned and pushed. It was actually more of a mental block of fear that was hampering their performance and actions. For me to make more of a permanent breakthrough, I needed to change my approach. There are so many coaches that work on financials, process, and efficiency in the business. These are extremely important, don't get me wrong. However, if the mindset is not in the right place, for example, self-doubt, lack of belief, lack of self-worth, a people pleaser, a spreadsheet full of numbers and forecasts may not necessarily help somebody do what they know they should do. I strongly believe mindset should come first, then strategy a very close second. Our brain will make emotional decisions based on past experiences. However, the way our brain stores the information may not be an accurate reflection of reality, and often will and can distort the reality of what is happening in a situation. We have two sides of our mind, our conscious and our subconscious. Our subconscious primary directive is to keep us safe. You have probably heard the term fight or flight. Our subconscious is also the area of our brain where memories are stored. It is also where all of our emotions, anger, joy, love, fear are stored. Our subconscious tends to be very matter of fact. Therefore, when we are taught something at a younger age, it will tend to shape our future behaviour. This is why I always speak about our individual map of the world. Everyone is unique, as no one will experience the same messages, the same memories, and same interpretations of events. We are all very personal. The subconscious can also be very irrational. It does not understand the difference between fact or fiction. Our memories can certainly distort reality against a story we will often tell ourselves. Every day we process thousands of bits of information per second. Our conscious mind, however, operates at a far slower rate, so we can and are very selective about what we choose to see. The beliefs we hold about ourselves and the people around us affect every part of our personal and professional lives. You may understand now why I believe mindset is so important to understand who you are and what you believe you are. We are, in essence, the authors of our own circumstances. When I work with my clients, it becomes very apparent the problems posed is not the problem that needs to be solved. Everyone has their own narrative and are carrying baggage from the past. Working with me, we do delve into our personal narrative and work out what needs to change or simply to lighten and to let go of. Understanding more about the mindset is why I decided to get further training and obtain my diploma in clinical hypnotherapy and mindset, and also adjusted my coaching style. For me, coaching is certainly not about dependency. It is the opposite. Coaching is empowerment and helping an individual change the way they think, feel, and also to obtain different results. We want to bring in behaviour change to establish new habits and responses that tend to be more permanent. My aim is to change and improve lives for the better. So please do keep following for further information on how. I would love to hear more about your personal experiences, so do get in touch directly. Also, do get in touch if you feel I can help further, support, and provide guidance for you personally or for your business. Thanks for listening, and I will catch up soon.